This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Spring is a great time for tree care in Kansas, focusing primarily on pruning and general maintenance. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini covers how to evaluate storm-damaged trees and why it's important to remove suckers. Cynthia, good time to talk about tree care. And one of the things that we often don't think about is taking care of the suckers on the tree.
Right. Sometimes we'll see trees, and certain varieties will do this more than others, but they'll send up some growth from the ground. And it's coming off of the roots typically, and it's an indicator that the tree is under stress, or at least sometimes it's an indicator that the tree is under stress, and it's sending up additional growth to try to continue to survive.
And what do? We just need to nip those off?
Sure, yeah. Take your sharpened, clean pruners and cut those suckers off at the base. You definitely don't want to use herbicides on them because that could damage the rest of the tree. But then beyond that, once you've removed the suckers, you also want to take into consideration, what is the tree telling you? So is it under stress? Is it getting enough water? Is it damaged by something? Are there pests? Take a good look at the tree and find out if there is more of a problem that is promoting that sucker growth. But like I said, some varieties are just more susceptible to sending up suckers, and that may just be something that you deal with during this time of year when the trees are actively growing.
And they'll steal energy from the tree.
Exactly, yes. We don't want the suckers to continue to grow because not only are they unattractive, but they also are taking away the energy, taking water that the roots are pulling in. They are sapping that away from the rest of the tree that you do want to grow.
Another big problem we see, especially this time of year, storm damage. Some things we can do ahead of time to maybe prevent some of the storm damage, and some of it is just, what do we do after storm damage?
Right. We always recommend proper tree care year-round. That includes pruning your trees based on what type of tree it is, when you should be pruning it, keeping it with a healthy, strong form so that it's not as susceptible to damage from storms. Also, choosing trees wisely. You probably are hearing a lot about calorie pear trees, and that's because of their susceptibility to breakage during storms and just in general. So choosing trees that are appropriate for your area is a really important starting point. But sometimes the storms happen, you've taken care of your tree, and branches are going to break. So you need to start off by doing an evaluation of, is this tree going to recover even if I do prune out that damaged area? And so if the branch breaks off and you are going to cut it off, are you going to be happy with the way the remainder of that tree looks? If you're not going to like the look of it, it may make sense to go ahead and remove the tree and find an appropriate substitute. Another consideration is, if you remove that broken branch, is the remainder of the tree safe? So if it's leaning towards one side, if it's real lopsided, if the damage is so deep that the remaining branches are very susceptible to also breakage with even a slight wind, then you may be creating a hazard for your family or your car, your home. And so those are all considerations that you need to think about when you're deciding whether or not to save the remaining tree.
And sometimes we need a professional to really give us an honest opinion.
I always recommend that. I do get lots of questions where people will send in pictures of their tree and asking me, can I save this tree? Sometimes I can tell from a picture, but it is hard to know for sure. And if you are questioning at all, bring a professional out and have them tell you. Or just choose to replace the tree if you don't want to pay a professional. It's always better to be safe.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist with information on caring for trees this spring. Next week, she discusses mulching around young trees and best practices for watering trees in the home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.